Welcome to the Outside the Business Boxes podcast, where we're talking about how to ignite your business today for the future using systems for everything you do in your business to make your life, your employees' lives, and your customers' lives easier for you to ultimately enjoy your business and, of course, make more money. I'm your host, Chad Murray.
Hi, thank you for coming to Outside the Business Box podcast. I am Chad Murray, your host, confidant, your guy that hopefully gives you something worth value today and every week that can help you with your business grow, scale, or just be a better business. So today's topic, secret sauce. What is the secret sauce? It's something that's had a 25-6 year chokehold on me. And what is the secret sauce? So as we get into it, I'm going to sit here and let you think about that. What is the secret sauce to owning a service business right now? What is the secret sauce? Is it you having the right training? Is it you having hired the right people? Is it you having enough people? Is it SOPs? What is it really? The real secret sauce. I mean, everything I just mentioned is obviously stuff that you're going to have to accomplish, right? I mean, you're going to have to get good at most of that stuff or find someone that is good to do that for you. What is the secret sauce to a service business? Let me tell you the secret sauce to a service business. It's something that has had a chokehold on me since day one of owning a service business. It's not just hiring people and having the right people. It is never stop hiring. Wow. Revolutionary. Can you believe how revolutionary it is? But as you think that, I know guys that are in the AC business in the summertime, and I know chimney companies, obviously in the fall, they stop hiring. Why? It's your busy season. When could you put more visible things to show a new hire than when you're as busy as you could be? I mean, really, when pictures are one thing, experience is saying one thing, you know, from the past that teach them stuff. But when is the best time to put some butts into seats and some trucks to show them how this business or your business or whatever season it is operates? Everybody gets so caught up. I mean, pulverizing to where they stop hiring when you're busy. It's like, I don't have time for that. Well, what would be so wrong with hiring someone to ride along with your crews? To just osmosis until you have time. I mean, and think about like this. If you're in a fall seasonal business, which granted, I don't feel like the chimney business is a seasonal business, and I don't think the AC and the plumbing businesses are either, but we have our better seasons when more people call us. So when do you think, if you're in a fall business, the best people are out there looking for jobs? I'm going to tell you right now, the people that work summertime jobs, spring and summer, that now go into the busy, their slower season, and now possibly are looking for a better job to stop that. So to stop the their fluctuation of their income. So why would people in the fall not find out these people that are really looking for jobs come out, like, you know, pest control sales guys? You know, there's a lot of other landscaping sales guys, landscaping people. I mean, there are a lot of businesses that nearly shut down. And literally, those people are looking for jobs. But you know why a lot of us don't find them? Because we're not even looking. There are unicorns right now out there in Indeed, on Craigslist. They are looking for an answer. Yet, we're not inviting them in to give them any, you know, to give them the career opportunity that we give everybody all spring and summer. You know, to get ready for fall. Why aren't we shifting to this, you know, this chokehold that I had over me for years? You know, hiring and then stop hiring and then hiring when I need it. Think of it like this. If you're hiring when you need it, you have got it wrong. And I had it wrong for 25, 26 years. Wrong. Because what are you doing? You're hiring someone and now you're putting your 100% faith in that person that's going to be your answer. And then I bet you if I had a conversation with you at some point in time, you'd say, I can never find anybody good. Yet then when you hire one person, maybe two, you just throw every possible trust into that person's going to make it. Well, let's face it, you're going to probably have to hire five guys just to get an average guy. So why do you do that to yourselves? All these small businesses literally are sitting here and they're like, can't find anybody good. Well, I'll tell you, because when you only spend 15, 20% of the year looking for people, you're not going to find a big aha moment with finding good people. You have to keep looking. Just because you're busy, you cannot tell me that you can sit there and look at hiring someone in November, December for 5 minutes a week. If you got the ad running, you look at them, you have somebody that can look at it if you can't. You just keep hiring and keep going. It is the secret sauce, I'm telling you. Now, what do? You're going to have to come up with a training program. You're going to have to this. You're going to have to do that anyway. A lot of you that I hear, me included, don't have this great system to really train people. Well, Master Services, we've got a pretty good system we developed this past summer, 2021. But we are still going to redefine it and work on it. And matter of fact, my sales manager is just told me this weekend he's already started because I asked him to do it like 2 weeks ago. We want to digitize it, put it in a form, and we're going to have it day by day detailed. That's my timer. What that timer means is I'm going to put this here. That is our sponsor timer. So here is our sponsor timer. So this show is being brought to you by Alan Rush, Rush Profits. He has a new weekly sales video program out there that you can subscribe to. I believe it is $79.95, and you'll get a video from Alan every week. I believe it's on Mondays. You'll have to go and find out for sure, but I believe it is delivered every Monday. And you can use that to train, and it kind of goes into exactly what I'm talking about right now. How do you find Alan? Well, you go to rushprofits.com, look over to the left, and it'll say weekly sales videos. Click on that, and right from there, you can sign up for it on that same page. And there you go. You have someone professionally training you every week with one tidbit to help your company grow. All right. Let me hit the start button for the next person we have that is sponsoring you here at Outside the Business Box podcast. All right. So that program that you need to develop, you go day by day, you write down an outline. Okay. Now, sit down and define the outline for the day. Like, are they riding with, let's say day 20, riding with blah, 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 number one sales guy. This is what he's going to concentrate on today. So you're going to concentrate on the hello and the walking in, what you would say to the client. Secondly, you're going to concentrate on the inspection part of the mortar crown and how to describe a mortar crown. And you might have three of those mortar crown. You know, if you're in the AC business, how to identify a AC unit that's not working properly, blowing, but not blowing cold, you know, and you're going to have your three or four points. And then you might have a training module for them to go, like in the chimney business, the chimney world, we have Surefire that you can go to, and you'll have two or three modules for them to do that day. Now you've defined it, the whole training for that day. Now you just have to go do it. Now you could do this in a week in advance. You could sit down and spend a weekend or a week or a month designing this out. Either way, do it. Hire someone and do it. And if they can't go through the whole process all the time, then okay, then that's fine. you at least have are on the search for somebody, and you can start getting them riding along with someone. So, okay, document as they go. Have quizzes for them. And so when it comes to your company culture, how does your company culture grow, really? It grows with you hiring chimney people, but they're not chimney people. Who woke up today and said, I'm going to go get hired at a chimney business? Just doesn't happen. You don't just go find chimney people. We have to nurture people into the industry that we're in. If you're an AC or plumber, you've got to go. You might be finding someone that's certified or got your license, but you're also going to be finding apprentices too. So you have got to find the people for you to nurture into your business. So how do you do that? You never stop. This is the point I'm trying to make. It's not just myself I'm trying to make this to, for my own business, to everybody out there. Don't stop because you're busy. Don't stop because you're lazy. Don't stop because whatever dumb reason you have. The best way to make your business grow or minimum be a better operating business is to not just have the right people, but to figure out how to train them correctly. And you definitely also need to positively make sure that you're not just training them how to be in the business, but you're helping them be better people with work ethics and all of this too. And so that is very important to me at my business, is making sure that we're growing leaders, not just growing employees. And so it is something that, you know, I feel very strongly about. I actually had someone that owns a business, a considerably larger business to me, visit me at my cabin this weekend. And then I had Cody, my educator, sales manager, come up there too. And this sales business guy says to me, he looks up to you like a father, doesn't he? And I said, I'm not his father. I don't want to take that over. But yes, we have that relationship, I believed, where I like to mentor him and he likes to be mentored. And we are growing the business together. And it was noticed by somebody else. Very touching. Do you have that in your business? Are you just, you know, go, here's your training, go away and do your job? That's just the quickest way to not grow. And I was guilty of that for years. Here's 3 weeks of training, or if you're a crew guy, just go in a truck and learn, you know? But I didn't offer them any real advancement, anything that needs to happen in their lives to help them make more money in my business, help me grow. I just didn't do it. I was fortunate to get up to a $3.5 million business off running a pretty crappy business. Really. I mean, I was a nice guy. I did offer fairly good wages, but let's face it. What I am today than what I was even a year ago is not even, I mean, I should just change the name of my business from Master Services to something else. Well, we kind of did. We went from Master Services Chimney and Wildlife to Master Services Chimney and Masonry, but still, you get the point. I mean, that is what has to happen. So let me ask you a question. Do you have it in you to make a change, to nip this in the bud, to chip away at your business, making it better? That's all you have to do. Pick the one thing that might be choking you. And I guarantee you might come to the same realization as me. What was choking me wasn't just my training, but it was the people. Did I have enough? If you're booked out in your business for 3 months right now, why in the hell are you not hiring? Really? You're booked out way too far, and you're losing business. So you need to learn how to hire and train and do your business. Get it to the full functionality of what exactly your potential of your sales and your leadership can be. You know, go ahead and make it a goal to do one thing to find someone new to bring into your business, and also do one thing to establish some type of leadership training in your business, even if it's just a 1 minute video, a 2 minute video that you can do. We're doing it in Master Services, and I will show you a video here in a second, but our timer is about to go off. Here we go. There we are. Okay, stop. All right. So that's the timer for to listen to who our sponsors are. SnapLock Rotary Systems, Sweep Systems, the next generation of chimney and duct cleaning equipment. SnapLock is a line of innovative products that designed and developed by a longtime chimney and air duct cleaning professional with more than 25 years of experience. His patented original button lock system back in 2001 that others have either copied or modified and then claimed as their own. They created the power sweeping industry more than 15 years ago. SnapLock. They were truly your place to go to buy your sweeping equipment. Okay. Back to, and by the way, it's pretty easy. Go to snaplocksystems.com and go ahead and place your order there for any chimney equipment needs you may have. Okay. So I challenged you before our SnapLock little commercial there is to, what can you do as busy as you are now? You're probably as hammered as you've ever been hammered. And if you're listening to this podcast, you have just enough time to listen to this. So why can't you spend 5 minutes thinking of how you're going to take on an ad, figure out how to find one employee here in the next couple weeks that hopefully might be a unicorn, because the gene pool out there is actually different than it was 3 months ago, even 2 months ago. There are guys out there that are yearning for a job that is year-round, that they can stay busy and make a ton of money that we can provide. And so, again, it's that secret sauce to your business that we always give up on because we're busy. We're in the fall. I can't train them. Well, shoot, just find some people, never stop, and throw them on a truck until you can give them formal training. Start a process with it. The night before, write down what you want them to know. Just whatever you can do. Now is the time to really find people and think about it. Osmosis right now, they're seeing 3 or 4 or 5 jobs a day, in a week, and they're seeing the good, the bad, the ugly of chimneys right now. So why would you not find people and put them on the trucks? We're all making money right now. Come on. So why not spend some money on the right people that you might be able to find out there? So that is my time today. So I wanted to give one more shout out to a sponsor, Bare Hands Pro. They really are. They are a chimney inspection app built by chimney sweeps for chimney professionals. They will make your business better the second you start using it. And they're going to make you look like a professional above and beyond the next guy not using it. So guys, that's my time today. I really hope that, I know we're all busy, but that's the secret sauce to growing above 1 million, 2 million, 4 or 5 million. I promise you, it is hiring and never stop hiring. All right. Have a great day, guys, and happy Thanksgiving for everybody who's listening to this. And I will still talk to you next week. Peace out. Hey, and a reminder to everybody, Outside the Business Box, which is my coaching business, obviously, we are accepting a couple more clients right now. I've got a pretty full schedule, but I do have 2 openings right now. And generally, if anybody calls, I'll figure out something to coach them with at this point. But if you are in the need of someone to coach your business, go ahead and give me a call, 972-877-3585. Or go online, outsidethebusinessbox.com, click on the make an appointment and choose your time. It's in my schedule availability, and make an appointment and we'll do a discovery session and we'll figure out if we can work good together. All right. Thank you.